If one were to drop sodium into water, there would be a violent reaction. If one were to speak the Word of God in its entirety, there would be a violent reaction from those who are of the world. Christ gave the Word of the Father to his disciples. He spoke to them the law of God, calling them and all the world to repentance. The disciples were in need of repentance too. They were by nature sinful and disobedient to the Word of God. The disciples were not the only ones who were by nature enemies of God, because you and I entered the world in the same manner. By nature, we are of the world. We would rather rely upon our own work and merit than trust in Christ's righteousness. And for that, the Word of God condemns us. Christ also spoke the gospel of the kingdom to his disciples. He explained to them that he was the one who would take their condemnation upon himself, and this he would do shortly. In his concern for his disciples, he prayed aloud to his Father so that his disciples might hear his prayer. He strengthened their faith through the means of the Word. In the same way as he strengthened their faith through the means of the sacrament of the altar that he instituted that same night, the night of his betrayal. Christ was well aware of the hatred of the world for the true Word of God. Within a few hours, he would be sentenced to death by people who had hated the Word of the Father and had manipulated his death on the cross. Christ was also aware of the world's reaction to the proclamation of his disciples, for the world had already hated them and would do so in the future. When those of the world hear God's word in its entirety, they have one very predictable reaction. Namely, they hate the one who proclaims it. Those of the world do not desire to hear that homosexuality and homosexual activity, for example, is sinful. Nor do they want to hear that lusting after someone of the opposite sex is just as sinful. Nor do they care to hear that by their own work and merit they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. But there is no way that there is anything that they can do to deserve or earn the favor of God. And when they hear the gospel, it is met with indifference. For they really don't care to hear about Christ's death, nor his resurrection. For to them it is foolishness. Yet there are others who hear of their sinful status before God, and are terrified by the thought of the condemnation. We may even try to do good, and yet we hear that we are still under the condemnation of God. Then the gospel is proclaimed to us. We are told that Christ suffered condemnation for us in our place, and that the righteousness of Christ is given to us by God's undeserved love. And through this gospel message, the Holy Spirit creates faith within us, so that we may believe in Christ alone for our salvation. With the creation of faith, we are no longer of the world, just as Christ is not of the world. We have been declared righteous in God's sight by his grace, through faith, for Christ's sake, who died and rose for our justification. And with those who are no longer of the world, but have been declared righteous, we too are hated by the world, hated by those of the world. In a short time, some of us will be sent out into the world as called servants of the world. Others of us will be assigned as vicars. We will be proclaiming God's law and gospel. We will be proclaiming God's word in its entirety. And those of the world will hate us because our message will have the scriptures as its source and the gospel of Jesus Christ as its source. We are entering upon this new phase in our lives with fear and trembling. Yet when the Lord Jesus prayed for his disciples that night, he also prayed for you and for me. not that we are sufficient of ourselves, but rather our sufficiency is from God. First Paul writes, not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. He also made us adequate as servants of the new covenant. The Lord will not take us out of this world, but he will protect us from the evil one through his means of grace. For it is the Lord himself who makes us sufficient through those means of grace. For the task of telling others about Christ is an awesome task, but a very necessary one. It is an awesome task for the minister, the vicar, the professor, the student, the layman in general, to tell others of Christ. The Word of God is truth, and must be proclaimed in its truth and purity. This means that we must stay with the Scriptures and away from anything that would diminish the truth of the Word of God. For it is through the law that one sins are laid bare to the holy eyes of God, and through the gospel of Jesus Christ that the terrified sinner receives faith by the working of the Holy Spirit to trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. And this morning and always, may our risen Lord keep us in the truth of God's word, so that we may proclaim his message, in order that all might believe that Christ was sent into the world to save the world through his death and resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen.